have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
And you're down for the count. You feel like life has thrown you blows, and God ain't been around. But I've come to encourage you to hold your head high. Know that God is in your corner now. Inner life, you are a winner, you just can't lose. Over a chaos, more than a conqueror, Jesus in you. Can't move.
you for joining us for the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. We are so grateful you could be with us on today. Well, certainly there has been such great news all week long. Listen, we were blessed to be here on today. God woke us up this morning, started us on our way. I want to encourage you on today. You are a winner. God saw fit with his grace and his mercy to give us I want you to know, if this is your first time listening in to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, I welcome you. Whether you've stopped by for a little while or you continue to listen in week after week after week, we appreciate you. God is so good, and we want him to know how much we love him. Great is he, and greatly is he to be praised. We want to send a shout-out to our producer, visionary Dr. Kimmy Kim, on today. Kimmy Kim, we love you. We appreciate you and the vision God has given you for Elation Radio and Magazine. I thank God for our Elation family. So listen, let's get right into the nuggets of it all. I want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, yes, that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is truly what Just For You is all about. We want to pray right now that the Lord will come in and have his divine will and way. I don't know about you, but I need him every hour, every second, every minute of the day. We can't move or do anything without his grace and his guidance. Would you be with me on today? Join in as one as we pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the Just For You podcast. We thank you for Elation Radio and Magazine. We bless you for every listener listening in. We bless you for our husband, Pastor Donald Wright. We ask in the name of Jesus that you have your divine will and way. Come into this podcast, God. Let your presence be felt and known. Whatever the listeners are asking for on today, we stand in agreement with your word, O God, that it is so. We decree and declare it to be so in their lives. As we talk about and are led by your spirit, trust in troubling times, God. We have to trust you no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what we go through, no matter how pressed we are, we trust you. We believe you. We trust your word, and we know that you shall bring it to pass, O God. We shout today, O God, and we are in agreement with heaven that all things you prayed for, or we prayed for, all things you've given us are true. And we say, God, thank you for healing. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for peace. Thank you for love. Thank you for joy. Whatever it is we need, oh God, we thank you for providing for us on today. Now, God, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, and we forgive others that we may be forgiven. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, as we said, we're going to be talking about today's topic, and it is trust in troubling times. My God, today, I don't know about you, but never ever have we seen such troubling times as we see now. But here's the good news. There's a word from the Lord, and that word is aligned with our times on today. And we know that no weapon formed will prosper against the body of Christ, the believers that believe Jesus is Lord, and all that we will have to face and go through in this natural earth. I want you to know, if you've been hard-pressed, if you've been going through, if there's been one trial after the other trial, I want you to know he is preparing us, the body of Christ, for what is coming. We have been in a state of worshiping and praising him, in a state of doing his will. But listen, there is a state of pressing coming to the body of Christ. And those that are being pressed the hardest are understanding that God is doing his perfect will, and it has nothing to do with how we personally feel. The Bible has prophesied and told us over and over there's going to be a time. If we look in Ecclesiastes 3, he tells us there's a time for every season under the heaven. We need to acknowledge and understand what this time is that we're walking through in the earth. As believers, as ones that follow the kingdom of God, I am going to share with you this word that God has shared and given me in my heart for you on this week. The word will be coming from James 5. If you will journey with me through the Bible, and if you're going to listen to the replay, please bring your Bible so that you can understand and follow that what I'm saying to you is true. This is a word and a passage that God gave James to warn the people of what lies ahead. He began to share with him about the travesty of those that have taken things and went ahead, and they've done things in their own flesh, or they've done things because of their financial gain. Listen to me. This is a season now we must be very cautious of what the world is doing and understand our place as believers. Let's start with James 5, the 5th chapter, and the 1st verse. Amen. Go to now, ye rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are mocked. Hallelujah. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and ye shall eat your flesh as if it were fire. Ye have heaped treasures together for the last day. Behold, the hire of the laborers who have reaped down your field, which is of you, kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. You have lived in pleasure on the earth and been wanting. You have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. Be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and have long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts. Coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not against one another. Brethren, lest ye be condemned, behold, the judge standeth before the door. Let's stop right there for a minute. What is the world telling us? What is it preparing us for? Well, he's letting us know, those that have been here, that have financial gain, that have had no regard for the people of God, neither have they had any regard for those that have worked for them. Listen, he is saying that he is paying attention to the cries of his people. There are many people that have worked jobs for years that never got the pay that they were supposed to get. They never were treated like they were supposed to be treated. They never received what thus said the Lord for them. God says, I'm warning this country. I'm warning America. I'm warning these corporations. I'm warning those that have authority in finances in such ways that you must be good to those that belong to the Lord. He's telling them that he is hearing their cry. Why? Because the Lord draweth nigh. Listen, I know you heard your great-grandmama say it. I know you heard other folks preach it and tell it too, that the Lord is on his way. I'm telling you, he's so on his way that what we're seeing now is not to be compared to what's coming. And if you are a believer of Jesus Christ, we need to get our households in order. We need to get our families in order. We need to warn them that the Lord is coming. There is no time to be playing games. We want them to be prepared. And listen, you can only tell them. The decision is truly up, but I will say this. I wouldn't want to be a believer in today's time and not let the ones I love and even the ones you don't even know that the Lord is coming and they had no clue. Let them not be surprised at his coming, but prepare them to know. Listen. The Lord draweth nigh. Listen, there's something coming. If you haven't paid attention to the news, over in Afghanistan, the Lord is sending messages that we must all pay attention to. He is letting us know for the last 7 or 8 weeks. I have been praying for those that have been persecuted in countries. I have been praying for those that have been hurt and beheaded and tortured for naming the name of Jesus Christ. I have been praying. And what did he go ahead and prove? That the American people that were coming out of Afghanistan, because of the presence of the Lord, because of the power of our God, when they saw America was leaving, they wanted to pull our plane down to go with the American people because they too wanted to be kept. On today, I received notice that 229 people that are missionaries in Afghanistan are scheduled to be beheaded. Listen to me. We must pray for the body of Christ. When we say we live for him, and we say we'll die for him. We must understand our brothers and sisters are suffering. We must understand this word isn't just a shout off. This word is given for us to pray and to cover and to protect those that belong to the Lord. Believers that are calling on his name. Believers that are believing him for what he said. Believers that will stand and understand that he is God. Hallelujah. He is God. There is nothing too hard for him. Let me start back at the verse 9. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord, for an example, suffering affliction and of patience. I need you to look around in the earth. Who do you see suffering and affliction for patience? Listen, this is right here in the word of God. He says it's going to happen. Not that he doesn't love his people, but because he loves them, he wants to encourage us that he is with us. He will not leave us. He will not forsake us. He's right there with us when trouble comes. He's right there with you if you've received a report from the doctor. If you've received bad news financially. If you've received trouble in your family and you don't know where it's coming from. If your loved ones have been murdered, have been hurt, have been persecuted. We need you to know today that the Lord is with us. The Lord cares about us. He is concerned about what is going on in this earth. And he gives us a command. He gives us some guidance on what we must do to make it through this time. I don't know what you're facing. I can tell you I've been facing some things, and quietly I've been praying. Quietly I've been before his throne, at his feet, praying not only for me and my household, but praying for all of my sisters and brothers in Christ, our families, and those that don't know him yet, praying that he will be glorified in this hour. Let's go to verse 11. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. But above, my brethren, swear not, neither by the heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing songs. You know, when something's going on in your life, something ought to well up in your spirit. It ought to give you a song. It may be something you learned a long time ago, or it may be something that's your favorite worship song that you sing. But when you hit trouble, when you hit things, you ought to be able to say, our God reigns. He's able, and he can do anything but fail. You ought to sing a song of Zion, something that'll bring you joy. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. This joy that I have, yes, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You got to have something that's going to hold you to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, when everything around you is chaotic. You got to have something that's going to make you see that what you're looking at is not what you see. You walk by faith, and you walk by faith, and you walk by faith and not by sight. I'm excited today to recognize that you hallelujah. And the Bible says, not only is any sick among you, but let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of the faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Have you called for the elders of the church? Have you called for those anointed to pray over the sick and to ask God to heal and to deliver? Have you called on those that you know that are equipped to do the work of the Lord, that prayer may be answered? And the Bible says it will be answered, it will save the sick, and it will raise them up. I know it to be true. I know God is able. I've seen his hand move. I know we've got witnesses on the line that when the world counted you out, God allowed the anointing and the presence of his healing virtue to bring you back. And he didn't bring us back for no reason at all. He brought us back to be a testimony unto his holy name, a testimony to let somebody know he lived. My sister, Kimmy Kim, said God is her everything. I know him to be my everything. Do you know him to be your everything? What do we mean? The place when you can't do nothing else but look to heaven, and heaven open up, and God pour you out blessings of healing, blessings of strength, blessings of provision, blessings of guidance, that you know he is with you. Do you know the Lord is with you on today? I'm here to tell you he certainly is. The Bible says in the 16th verse, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Hallelujah. It availeth much. Who have you called that you can tell all of your burdens that they will keep them safe, that they won't utter it on another phone call, or they won't go and share your business because they know better, but they do it anyway. Who do you know that you can call upon that they go straight to the throne? And when they go to the throne, you know it is safe, it is secured, and that God will give you an answer on how to be healed. It is important. It is vital, and God is warning in this hour, if you are not a person that can be godly, be careful. I'm going to say it again. If you're not a person that can be godly, you need to be careful. We're in an hour where people are dying. We're seeing them today. They're gone tomorrow. We're hearing of murders like never before. We're seeing this travesty across the world. Why? Because God wants us to know that he's coming back. He wants us to know that Jesus is coming back. It's not a tale. It's not a game. It's not something that we're just saying. His word is telling us he's coming back. He's warning that the pastors are to prepare the people for what is coming ahead, that we are to be praying, that we are to be warning, that we are to be standing, and we are to be allowing him to get his glory, not in the way that we've been used to. Church as usual, as we've heard, is changing. Why? Because his presence is demanding another level. I need you to understand, we're not at the place where we're just doing what we've been doing before. We're not just at the place where we just say, okay, Lord, you do this. And no, 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 no. The body should be crying out. We should be crying out for the souls of our loved ones that are not saved. We should be crying out for our neighbors. We should be waking up in various hours and calling on the name of the Lord. And if you haven't gotten it yet, believe me, it's coming. And listen, you don't have to wait till it's your loved one. You can cry out right now. You can call upon the name of the Lord right now. Why? Because he is nigh. Why? Because he cares. Why? Because he's listening. He has an opening ear to hear his word. We should make salvation the primary call and the cry. We should make sure that those that we are praying for are getting closer and closer to the Lord. One man plants, another man waters, but it is God that gives the increase. This is a serious time in the kingdom of God. We want to bring God to his rightful place. And it's not just when we in church. It's when we're wherever we are. Wherever you go, you possess the kingdom. You wear an invisible crown. We talk about this all the time. You are a representative, of the kingdom of God. Who are we representing? Do we walk with power? Do we walk disdain? When I'm quiet, I'm praying. When I'm quiet, let me say it again, I'm praying. I'm crying out for the things God has shown me. I'm crying out for loved ones, family, friends. I'm crying out because he's showing things. And I don't want to be that pastor that never took the time to call out the names that he gave me. I don't want to be that pastor that was too busy that I wasn't able to be compassionate enough to do his will. I don't want, and regardless of what we go through in our natural flesh, we have to remember there's a world that is dying. There's a world that don't know which way to go. There's a world that's crying out even when they're silent. Are we paying attention? Are we looking around? Are we taking the time? Or do we think it's our time? I want you to know, if you've never prayed, this is praying time. It's time to get closer to him than we've ever gotten, to listen with an attentive ear, to read our word, and to follow him, because time is of the essence. It's going to be too late when he parts the sky, and everybody's going to want to go back with him. Do you see those people screaming and hollering around that plane? Can you imagine what the world will be like if they're throwing their hands up because they don't want to live in a country that they know is getting ready to turn into something they feared, and here we are as believers in an American country, don't you know what will it be like when he comes and the sky is parting? What will it be like? Well, you can't get to your mama, your sister, your brother, your child, your husband, your wife, whoever you're closest to. What will it be like when he parts in the sky? And when all you thought you knew about him, he's here. And many may say, I thought I had time. But he may say, you worker of iniquity, I knew you not. All of us should be repenting right now. We should be crying out with contrite spirits, Lord, cleanse us, wash us with hyssop, and make us white as snow. This flesh is dirty. The Bible says there's no good thing in the flesh. How do we want to appear before him? What do we want to look like? How do we want to present the kingdom that he knows? Does it look like what he thought the kingdom would look like on the earth? That's all he's telling us today. He wants us to be mindful he's coming back. And for a church without a spot or a wrinkle, can you imagine as we think as human beings, as we live, that he says he's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle? Are we lining our duckies up? Are we making sure that when he comes, he will be glorified. He will be lifted up. That he will be honored. Are we making sure that those we love are ready? I know they'll say, you've been saying this for years. You've been telling us the same thing. But he's truly coming back. And he's going to take care of what needs to be taken care of. I'm urging you to lay your loved ones, family, and friends on the altar. Things you see that need to be taken care of, pray. Ask God to lead, guide, and direct, and he's going to handle it. I need you to be prepared and watch. And pray, as the Bible says, that you may be ready when he comes, that there won't be any heartache or pain, because you already know. And let me encourage you. There have been a lot of deaths recently. Before I left Florida, the Lord told me he's going to reveal, he's going to expose, and there's going to be a wave of death. Within 2 days, 10 people I knew had died. Listen. We may be frustrated, hurt, confused, not understanding, but he promised he would gather his saints. Don't be dismayed when someone dies in the Lord because they are safe. We still have to get there. Know that God loves us. He loves your family. He loves all of us, and he's hearing us. And when our loved ones die and we don't understand, and we're hurting, and we're broken from it, he still says, I am God, and I am in control, and I love you enough that when they're gone, I'm still going to comfort you. When they're gone, and some say, well, they didn't get healed. They may not have got healed to you on this side, but they were healed. God never makes a promise that he does not keep. He never puts us in a position, even when we're angry, hurt, or confused about death, that he doesn't answer. You may not find out right then. It may take you years to see the hand of God and what he was doing. Sometimes we may not understand if we don't listen and look with the eyes of love and the kingdom of God. Be encouraged. We must trust in these troubling times. After you find someone that you can confess your faults to and pray with them and you're healed, the Bible said the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. I always say, I don't like to agree in prayer with people that really don't believe, because I'm believing God. I don't care how it seems so far-fetched or it seems like, I trust the word of God. If he says he's going to do it, he's going to do it. And I believe him. I remember when I was going through in my body. And I remember when doctors counted me out, not once, not twice, several times in my life. And when God is not ready, you're not going anywhere. You still have purpose in you. Remember that. But when it's your time and you've done all you can do, is when you're ready to go home to meet the Lord. And he said to be absent from the body is to be present with him. Why? Because we have to understand this flesh is not going to enter into heaven. The Bible tells us we're going to get new bodies. The Bible tells us we're going to be over these heartaches and these woes. The Bible tells us we're going to go to a place that the streets are made of gold. The Bible lets us know he is with us and that he won't fail us or forsake us. Let's read 17 and finish this up. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. This is why I teach salvation every podcast. This is why we're praying for people to come to know the Lord. This is why we're calling out to the Lord. Because when we get one that has been erred, and they are converted from their way, they hideth a multitude of sins, and they are saved. Do you think the Lord would be pleased if all of our high priorities were to get as many souls as we can get? I'm sure he would be. That every place we are going, we're change agents looking around to see who really doesn't have the Lord, who really doesn't know him, who really have not followed his way. And yet, we can share our testimonies, this gospel, to ensure that they have to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I don't know how far this podcast goes. I don't know how many people share it. I don't know. But what I do know is God created the opportunity for his name to be made great, and we don't take it lightly. We're grateful for our visionary and producer, Kimmy Kim, for her vision that we would have this platform. God is calling the body of Christ to be as good soldiers. We need to be dressed and ready. We need to have our thinking caps on. We need to have on the helmet of salvation. And we need to get our sword, which is the word of God, that we would be able to help somebody else. He didn't tell you to come in your flesh and yourself. He always says for us to utilize this word, because that's how they're going to know who he is. What I'm teaching and talking about, other pastors and other preachers and other prophets are talking about. We're in a season of urgency. This ain't just like we wake up and, oh, I'm just going to dress and get ready for Sunday. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Because God is calling us to be prepared at any moment for his coming. And we should be doing it diligently. We should be doing it with his praise and authority. We should let nobody and nothing take us off focus of his will and his way. I am in study, trusting him that when he's telling me every week, this is what you're to talk about. This is the scripture to use. This is because if I'm doing it and there's no scripture, that's me. When you come into the body of Christ And as believers and leaders, you should be talking about the word of God. And you should be standing on this word with faith. And you should not be moved by this world. But we should be focused to know he's coming again. He's coming again. I want you to be encouraged today. Trouble don't last always. I want you to be encouraged today that no matter what it looked like, if I could tell you every Wednesday how the enemy will throw nameless, is what I call him, will throw the sink at me and everything he can try because he knows he doesn't want the word to get out. He doesn't want me to utilize my vocal cords. So let me share a testimony with you. The very thing he don't want you to do is the very thing he attacks. If you are financially to do the will of God for finances, for the ministry, for things that you have to do that will bring joy and bless this earth, he's going to attack your finances. If your children are to be great leaders and they're to be living a life that is in the Lord and that they are growing and they're developing, it seems like they're going left when you tell them to go right, I want you to know part of that is your ministry. If there's something coming up in your life and you're seeing it over and over, you have a burden. It's just breaking you down. Maybe you've gone through things, and that thing just keeps popping up with those around you. He's preparing you to give a word to those because you know the truth. I want you to know, don't think it's strange when trouble comes, when trials come, when tribulation comes. And it seems like once you get out of one, you are into the other. You better start shouting right there. There ain't no music playing now. You're going to need to start shouting right then because you're going to let the Lord know. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Be encouraged on today. As I said, trouble don't last always. Something greater is coming for you. Something is set up to show you that he is God. He's not going to fail you. He's right there. He's right there with you. The number of times when I was really, really going through, and he said, I need you to pray. I need you to pray for somebody. I need you to do this right on my sick bed. He said, I need you to pray. I need you to do this. I need you to do that. Because he knows the purpose of a thing. So when you feel like you tapped out from the kingdom and doing his will and his work, and it seems like there's nothing else, you just can't take nothing else again, and something else comes up. Remember, he's with you. He's going to lead you. He's going to direct you. He's going to bless your world because he understands after we've suffered a little while, he's got to bless us. He's not going to leave you in trouble always. So be encouraged on today. Be strengthened on today because he's got your back. But here's the question. Do you trust him? Do you believe him? Do you know it's going to be all right? And I want you to know he's sitting by many beds in the hospital. I want you to know there are many angels dispatched in places we can't even see because that's how much he loves us. I want you to know the next time you're fearful of something that's coming, just know it's going to be all right. Know it's going to be all right. Know he's got your back. Know you can trust him. And listen, even when you get a curve thrown at you, and it seemed like the very thing you've been praying for seemed like it didn't work out the way you thought it should, just hold on to the end of the story. That's a part of the detail. Details make a story. Details make a good testimony because when we know that we are winner in him, It's going to come out just like the word said. And let me again warn you. The word of God says have the patience of Job. Job went through a lot of things. Job had some hard trials, lost some family members, went through some sicknesses and aches in his body. He went through. But in the end of Job's story, and I find that it's so wonderful in James 5, they mention the patience of Job. He was the richest man in all the East. Read it in your Bible, the book of Job. But in the end, he got double for his trouble. Can you imagine double stock, double finances, double in his family, his wife? He was blessed. So just know, you might be going through right now, as we all should be, because he's coming back. You're not alone. He's with you. We're praying for you. We're trusting God. And he never allows us to go through a trial and not have a testimony. No, there's a testimony coming. And listen, if you're like me, practice it. Practice your testimony. Just when you write in the middle, in the dab, or whatever you're going through, go on and practice what you're going to say when you come out of it. Lord, I just thank you that you've healed my body from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. I have more vitality and strength than I've ever had. I've got weight loss that's going to blow my mind. I know, God, you're going to do something amazing, and I thank you right now for all the things that you promised me, for the souls, God, that you said are coming into the kingdom, that my cousins are saved, that my family is saved, that my life is changed for the better. I thank you, God, that you utilize me for the kingdom the way you want me to be utilized, that you give me guidance and direction. I thank you, God. I just want to bless you for what you've done. I know I don't see it right now, but I give you glory because it's coming. I give you glory because I'm doing it now, not when I get it, God, but because I have that much confidence you're going to do it for me. Have you ever talked to the Lord like that? Have you ever told him thank you when the tears were running down your face? Have you ever blessed him when you knew that you couldn't do nothing else about the situation? And it seemed like it was getting worse and worse and worse, and you just begin to tell him, oh, you're a mighty God. You're a great God. You're the God I call on. There's none like you. You are Alpha. You're Omega. You're everything I pray for. You are everything I need. Hallelujah. My sister studies everything, and it is so. I know him to be everything. Ever got down to your last dime, didn't know how you were going to do something, and out of nowhere, oh, I believe it was summoned by heaven, God made a way for you. And sometimes favor, I always say this, favor is better than money. You can have just enough or more than enough, but favor can come along and bless your whole entire world. And he can do things that you never imagined could be done because favor stepped up. I decree favor on every listener here today. I decree healing and health and wiseness, wisdom in your world, that you not be sitting not knowing what way to turn or what to do. I believe God. And I need you to tell me he did it for you. I love to get the testimonies. I love to hear when people say, you know, that podcast blessed me. Why? Because the word is in action. It ain't just about us at Elations or me. It's about his glory. What have I gone through that the glory is extracted and he's doing just what he said he'd do because he promised he would. You want to be used? You ready to suffer? You ready to stand and get your beat down? Because that's what it costs when you want to be in the Lord and want him to use you greatly. Be prepared. This world fools you. Don't let all the glam and all that stuff fool you. What do you have to go through? What do you have to go through to be proven by heaven that he can trust you? What is it? and you just thought you was going through to be going through. Who's watching your life that will believe there is a God? That's all we're here to do, to glorify him, to prove to the world that he lives, he moves, and our being is in him when we say we accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of our lives. Do you need to recommit to him today? Do you need to cry out for loved ones? Do you need to stand firm on the faith that you say you have, that he may be glorified? If we were all honest, as believers of Jesus Christ, we all need to be repenting and asking him to show us which way to go. What area do you want us to serve in? And I don't mean just in your leadership, but I mean when you walk out your door, what are you called to do that day? It's bigger than work. The people in your work environment need you. Your authorities over you need you. And even when they don't know you praying for them, even if they treat you real bad like Job, remember what the Word of God says. He listens to the cries of his people. Don't take your praying for granted. Don't think you're just a little peon in a company and ain't nobody hearing and it looks like things are getting worse. I need you to know today, the Word of God says that he hears the cries of his people. I pray this week's exhortation has strengthened you and helped you to see and to know that he is God. He's doing great and marvelous things, even when we're going through. And don't let me or any preacher fool you. There's something in the fruit of the Spirit called long-suffering. It's there for a reason. So when you think, and I'm not trying to tell anybody you're not blessed, that you're so blessed you don't go through nothing, I'm going to kind of watch out my left eye. Because the body of Christ is going to go through some things. Mm-hmm. We're going to be hard-pressed. We're going to be cast down. And someone is on live. Could you put your phone on mute for me? We're going to be cast down. The Bible says that the world thinks they're going to cast us down, but we're not going to be destroyed. No, you are victorious on today. No. Trouble doesn't last always. And know you can trust him in these troublesome and these perilous times. You can trust him. So I pray we're all in agreement that loved one you've been praying for, the loved ones, your community, your churches, your pastors, there shouldn't be anybody that has a pastor that you're not praying for. Woe unto you, as much as the enemy has put an attack on pastors today. Woe unto you if you're not praying. They all right. They powerful. They get through it. But what about you? How many pastors have to come to the aid of people that never took a time to say, Lord, have mercy. Bless them. Help them. Strengthen them. They need you, God. I know they are in you, but they are in this human flesh too. Help them, God, because that's what he's calling for in this hour. And those prayers will keep your pastor strong. They'll keep them whole. It'll help them, and God will raise them up. He said, remember, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So I want to encourage you to continue trusting in these times, continue to believe God. No, it's already all right. I'm going to say it again. No, it's already all right. No matter what you're going through, because he gets the glory and he's watching over you. He's protecting you and he's keeping you for such a time as this. The kingdom. You're a mirror of the kingdom. What is the world seeing? And what will you have to give him? How many souls will you have included for this year for his kingdom? keep all of that in mind. And know he is with you. He loves you, and we love you. I thank you for listening. I thank you for being on the podcast today. I don't take it for granted that you just have to get on every week or you just have to listen in. I'm thankful. And my prayer is that the Lord will continue to bless your life, that whatever you're standing in agreement for, that as we pray every week in my personal prayer time and my husband's personal, that we are lifting up the body of Christ. We're lifting up Elation Radio Magazine. Because we know that he's coming back. So I want to encourage you to continue to hold on to the Lord. If you don't know him, I encourage you to get to know him, not tomorrow, but right now, while you yet have breath and you yet have time to be upon the body of Christ, while you yet can say, yes, Lord, is my prayer, that you can call upon the name of the Lord and receive him. And if you know those that need him, continue to pray for them. And we believe the prayers of the righteous will avail much. Now, we're coming to the close of another podcast. I do want you to know, if this is your birthday month, the month of August, we celebrate you. We just celebrated my husband, Pastor Donald Wright. We're so grateful for this year particularly because of all that he's been through and all that we've been through this year. But God's grace and mercy saw fit to allow him to be here another year. We give God all the glory. We give God the glory for each and every birthday in the month of August. Those of you that have had a birthday, I send a shout out to my cousin, LaTanya Murray. God bless you. We send a shout out to Monica King. We send a shout out to all the August birthdays, to our very own goddaughter, Jocelyn. We say we love you and God bless you. Happy birthday to all of your family members, to all of your church members, to all of your neighbors. Whoever birthday is in August, we want to say God bless you. Continue on. Perhaps you're having a baby, maybe graduation. I'm getting so excited. You know, I get excited when it comes to celebrating. Forgive me, y'all. But at the end of the day, maybe there's something great that has happened for you that wasn't just that you had a birthday. But whatever it is that was spectacular, wonderful, and beautiful, we want you to know we're praying for you. And we recognize there are times when people are sick, loved ones have passed on. We know that there have been things that have happened. I want you to know I send my love to one of our spiritual parents, our mom, Carolyn Patterson, and the passing of your husband, John. We love you, and our sister Shamika, and all of you there in Virginia. We send our love. We are praying for you and your family. To the family of Pastor Levi King, we send our love to you and your family, and to your wife. To Calvin King, a great man of the gospel and DJ who has gone on, his family, we send our love. To your family, your wife, your children, grandchildren, all of those that have gone on to be with the Lord, we want you to know, mothers, fathers, grandchildren, to our very sister Ward, I want you to know we are praying for you in the passing of your daughter and all that is taking place. Listen, people, we need you to be praying. There are so many things going on. When you see these murders on TV, when you see that these young people are dying and all these things that are taking place, please lift your voice before the Lord. Pray for these mothers. Pray for the fathers. Pray for the siblings that are left behind. Pray for the wives and the husbands because they need you more now than ever. And not just at the homegoing services. Please show up 2 weeks later. Please pick up the call and the phone and check on them and call them. It's important because, believe me, death affects all of us in different ways. Maybe it isn't a death. Maybe that you're going through, you may have had a loss of a job, or maybe there's just some trouble all around you. We need you to know we're praying at Just For You at Elation Radio. We are lifting up the cries of God's people, and we're trusting that he is doing just what he said he would do. And if you are in need and maybe you need food or your rent paid or something done, please reach out to United Way. They are there for their purpose, and God knows it is needed now more than ever. Please reach out to them. We also have Urban League St. Louis, and that's ULSTL.org. It is important. Reach out. God is in control. All of us are going through in one aspect or another. But one thing we know, that he hears and he's answering prayer. I want you not only to be encouraged, I just want you to continue to pray for me each and every week and my husband as we are standing on this ground to go out and proclaim this gospel. See, I don't need just a church building. Everywhere I go, the kingdom goes with me. So I need you to be praying for me. I need you to be calling on the Lord to continue to keep my body strong, my mind strong, everything concerning his will for my life and my husband's life to be strong as we serve him in the manner of which he called us. Please continue to pray for us. And we thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your praise reports. We are appreciative to serve. We are servants of God, and we love you. Now, if you will, we're going to close out in prayer. I want you to know, don't forget to send those praise reports, prayer requests. We're standing on the wall. We are believing God with and for you because we all need him to move, and I believe he will. If we stand together where two or three are gathered in his name, then he is in the midst. Father God, in the name of Jesus, how it is, like it is, as my sister would say, we thank you for healing on today. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for every listener that took the time to listen in. I ask and decree and declare they shall have success, they shall be blessed, they shall be healed, they shall have what they are standing in agreement for according to your word, oh God. We are believing with them on today. Our faith touches their faith, and we trust you to do just what they are believing you to do. And Lord, we say thank you for even our trials and tribulations. So many times we're believing you for blessings, but I want to thank you for the power to go through, not the power to stop, but the power, God, the power to go through, for staying focused in your word, for staying on the assignment that you give us, oh God. I ask that you will lead, God, and direct us. Help us in every area that we all need to be helped in, God. You know what we all need. Go to the family, God, that is in their hour of bereavement. Let them know. Wrap your arms around them. Those that have had loved ones in the past, last month, last week, whenever it is, let them know you haven't forgotten about them. Let them know you are the God of comfort and peace and love. And then we pray, oh God, for those that stand in need of jobs and those that are believing God for marriages, those that are standing, God, believing you to make a way out of no way for them. Would you do it on today, oh God? Would you show them a glimpse of what you're going to drop on them because of their faithfulness to you, because of their pain, because of them crying out? Would you bless them on today for revivals and conferences that are taking place over the weekend, oh God? Have your hand upon them, oh God. We bind any fleshly efforts, oh God, and loose your spirit and anointing, that revival come, that people's lives are restored, that things will take place as you said. God, we need you in this hour, and we can't make it without you. We ask that you forgive us all of our sins, anything we may have thought, done, all those things that would displease you. Forgive us, oh God. And then don't let us ask for forgiveness and not forgive somebody else, oh God. Would you allow our hearts to be conditioned to forgive, oh God, that you may be lifted up and glorified. And Father, for every prayer request that hasn't been mentioned in this prayer, you hear them, you know them, you know what needs to take place. We're trusting you to have your divine will and way. We're trusting you to do just what you said. And we're thanking you for not only forgiving us, but Lord, we pray for this world, for those that are being persecuted. God, would you have mercy today across this world, whether it be in Afghanistan or Africa or Japan or any place where there is some piece of persecution. God, have mercy on your people. And God, give strength. Give strength to Israel right now, God. We're praying for them, your chosen people. We're believing that you're going to do just what you said for them because you love your people. So, God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you don't forget about any of us. Our prayer requests, whether we're praying on this podcast or off the podcast, I pray for every pastor, every leader, every person in authority over your people. I pray for the government. I pray for the president of these United States. I pray for our vice president of these United States. I'm asking, God, that you have your way with all of them. The things we don't know going on in the White House, you're in the White House. God, fix it on behalf of our people. And fix it, oh God, that the American people understand you're more than red, white, and blue. Ha! You are more than red, white, and blue. You are the blood, and the blood still works today. Help them to understand you are in charge, and we thank you and we praise you. Have your divine will and way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you for all of our loved ones, family, and friends. Have your divine will and way. Until we come together again, we say thank you, we praise you, and we honor you. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for the souls that are coming into the kingdom. Have your divine way, even now, God. Oh, God, thank you for the souls, for the children that will go back and apologize to their parents. Thank you right now, God, for husbands and wives and for families being restored. God, thank you right now that you're doing it now, God, and we give you all the glory for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you for new babies coming into the earth. Bless every mother carrying right now, oh God. Cover their womb. Cover the child, God, and get them here safely, God, and cover them. Even in this world that seems so wicked, God, cover these babies coming into the world that you may be glorified through their lives, through their births, God, and we will say thank you even the more. Have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. I ask that you meet us here again as the Lord would lead you to every Wednesday, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, that God can come in and sup with us all. We thank you again to our producer and our sister, Timmy Kim. We love you so much. We thank God for you and our Elation family. We thank you, listeners, for listening in. Listen, if you'd like to get in contact with me, you can reach me at Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on LinkedIn as well as Facebook. On Instagram is HisBlessedGirl7, and I will answer you. May God bless you and keep you and your family and cause his face to shine upon you with favor. We believe God is doing a great and marvelous thing, and we thank you for just tuning in again to another podcast. Don't forget to pray for us. Don't just pray for me. Please pray for my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., and we thank you for listening in on today. We thank you and we praise for everything he's done and all that he's about to do through and in his word on behalf of you. God bless you. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Thank you for listening in and continue to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah.
I've been hurting with pain inside. I've had trouble on every hand. So many days I could barely stand. My hands got tired of holding on. Felt like I just could not go on. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. There's been times when I could not see. I had to cry myself to sleep. I've had people to walk away. I've been put down for my mistakes. And there have been times when I felt alone. I've had to walk some lonely roads. But every time on coastland road, God has kept me. And every time all hopes let go, God has kept me. No, oh, oh, no, oh, oh, oh. And there have been times every now and then I wanted to throw the towel in. Didn't wanna cry, didn't wanna pray. Throw my hands in the air, just walk away. God never left me, never let me go. His grace and mercy always held me close. Every time I almost let go, God has kept me. And every time I almost let go, time I almost let more. God has kept me.